The Desert at the End of All Things. 53. Jamie's feet landed on gritty sand and stumbled. She'd gone through the door almost 40 times, but it had always been the same experience, stepping from one room to another along the steel pathway. With no other reference points, it almost felt natural. Now, she was outside. She was outside in what was left of Site B. She ran for another minute. Her adrenaline was pumping. She didn't know if the stitched-together thing was coming after her. She just slogged across the sand until her heart rate slowed. The wasteland stretched out before her, endless sand as far as she could see, spotted by a few rocks and withered patches of grass. A few feet away was some kind of bush that looked like it might have seen water a decade or so back. Above her, the sun hung in the sky like an old ember. She knew "hung" was the right word. This sun was tired, almost exhausted, bled of all its strength and power. It was red and dull, not the harsh yellow she was used to. She looked behind her and saw the fold, a hole in the air that blurred at the edges. Just beyond the fold, she could see the outline of a set of rings resting on the sand and concrete gravel. Jamie realized the pathway might still be there too, a foot or two down under the strange desert. She spent a moment trying to focus on the edge of the rift, unbound by the rings. But her eyes kept slipping. It was like trying to focus on part of an optical illusion. The part she was looking at would stabilize, but everything around it would blur and spin faster. On the other side of the fold, she could still see a wide swath of the main floor. The dead bugman lay sprawled on the pathway. Past it were the workstations and concrete floor and dead marines and Olaf's skewered body and a collection of tool chests. And the seraph crawling up the ramp, and the patchwork man glaring at her. Jamie took a few more steps away from the hole. The sand crunched under her feet. It didn't feel right. It was too coarse and too gray. She turned and ran a few more yards. In the distance, maybe 2 miles away, she could see the canyon that was out behind Site B. She and Bob had hiked out there once to look down at the various office parks and storage units and one building Bob insisted belonged to some unnamed government group that was monitoring them. There were four specks near the canyon, the bugmen with the C4 charges. It was hard to be sure at this distance, but she thought they were all facing the other way. The air brushed against her face and hands. It struck her that it had been still until that moment, just as lifeless as the desert itself. No wind, no breezes, not even a slight difference in temperature. She heard a grunt behind her and turned. Sasha pushed herself up off the sand and scrambled away from the fold on all fours. She spat out a mouthful of grit, climbed to her feet, and took a few more unsteady steps across the desert. A Marine's rifle was clutched in her hands. Then she looked up and stared at Jamie.
"Oh, thank God," she said.
She stumbled across the wasteland. They fell into each other's arms for a moment. Then Jamie pushed her back to arm's length to look at her.
"Are you okay?"
Sasha nodded and rubbed her jaw.
"Didn't know he was going to blow up the tanks. Neither did I. I got hit by a nozzle. Lucky it didn't break my jaw. Why did you follow me?"
She glanced back over her shoulder at the fold.
"There weren't many options. When you went away, the big skinny guy went after me."
She glanced around at the barren wasteland.
"Fuck me." "Not now," said Jamie.
"Not here,"
Sasha agreed. She looked up at the dim sun.
"Last days of Krypton, where the fuck are we?"
Jamie looked around again. It was arid nothingness as far as she could see. There were hills and mountains near the horizon, but even they looked barren and lifeless. The only vibrant colors were the fold in space and Sasha's walking red t-shirt.
"I think," said Jamie, "I think this is the world without us. The world after people. The world after everything. I think Mike was right. It's all been eaten."
She pointed up at the sun.
"Everything."
Sasha shook her head.
"Did you get the charge set?" "Yeah, I think so. We can't stay here. We don't have much time." "Yeah, but what do we..." "Crap."
She looked past Jamie toward the canyon.
"Is that the bug people?" "I think so. We need to get out of here before they..."
The air rippled again. They both turned. The wounded bugman crawled toward them on all fours. It paused and took a deep breath. Then it pushed itself up onto two legs. its head tilted back and forth, and they felt its focus shift between them. It growled and bared its forest of fangs at them. Jamie stumbled back, her feet dragging in the sand. Then she noticed the weight in her hand and glanced down. She still held the rifle. She brought it up again. She wasn't sure why it hadn't fired before and wondered if it was out of bullets, or maybe there was a safety switch. Did rifles have safeties? She wondered if the creature would be intimidated by the weapon. It didn't seem concerned. It kept marching across the sand toward them, flexing its claws. It chattered in the wet, clicking syllables of the other tongue, and something about the rhythm made it sound like a prayer or a psalm. Jamie shook the rifle.
"Stop right there!" she shouted. "Stay back!"
The bugman kicked up plumes of sand as it walked across the wasteland toward them. Its cloak drifted around it. She could see the heavy stitches. Jamie squeezed the trigger again. It didn't budge. It felt thick, as if it was caught on something. She took another step back. In the corner of her eye, Sasha stepped back with her. She looked down and turned the rifle. In the dim light, she saw an oval of metal on the side. A line through it pointed at the word safe. She flicked at it with her thumb, and the line spun 90 degrees to semi. She pulled the trigger, and the rifle barked. It twisted in her hands, and a bullet punched the sand in front of the bugman. It leaped back and glared at her. The sing-song prayers stopped. It stalked toward her. Jamie gripped the rifle, squeezed the trigger again, and another bullet hit the ground almost a foot away from the creature. The bugman ignored it. She knew there was a way to make it shoot more, but she didn't dare look away to study the rifle again. A roar cut through the dead air. Sasha had her rifle up and fired off another three-round burst, and then another. The bullets tore up the sand and then tore up the leathery cloak. The bugman twitched and stumbled. Its arms swiped through the air, flailing for the women, even though it was still 15 feet away. Sasha pulled her trigger again and again until her rifle ran dry with a clack. The creature staggered for a moment and fell over backward. There was almost no noise when it hit the sand. Its fingers twitched one more time. So did its tooth-filled jaw. And then it was still. Sasha stared at the body for a moment. She kept the rifle pointed at it while she took in 5 deep, wheezing breaths. She blinked twice. Jamie looked at the body and bit back the urge to scream. Something else screamed. It was a distant, alien sound, and the desert muffled it. The scream didn't roll across the sand as much as slide across it, sticking close to the ground. The bugmen had turned from the canyon. Each dropped to all fours and raced across the desert. Each of them held an arm, the extra one up in the air, with a long spear ready to throw. They looked like lopsided centaurs, but they moved like bugs, like giant roaches. Jamie glanced at Sasha.
"Any more bullets? I don't think so. Did that hurt?"
Sasha chuckled.
"Yeah, I think I killed him." "No," said Jamie. "Did it hurt you? Your arm? What are you talking about?"
They both looked down at Sasha's bare arms. A chill danced down Jamie's back.
"What happened to your stitches?"
"My what?"
She glanced back at the fold in space.
"Where did you get the rifle?"
"What?
Where did you get it?"
Sasha shrugged.
"It was what's-his-name, the demolition guys. It was sitting on the pathway, so I grabbed it before I dove through."
Jamie shook her head.
"No," she said. "I grabbed the one on the pathway."
They stared at each other for a moment. Their eyes went to the identical rifles they each held.
"Fuck me," said Sasha. "Not again."
The bugman in the distance howled. The sound made Jamie think of hungry people and starving animals. It wasn't a sound that meant they'd be taking prisoners. If she was right, it had taken the bugmen almost 5 minutes to get to the canyon. They were moving much faster on the way back. 2 of them used their extra arm to shake their spears in the air. The others carried the weapons up close to the shoulder.
"We really need to get out of here," she said.
"Where?"
"Back through,"
said Jamie. She pointed her empty rifle at the dead body and then at the approaching creatures.
"It's safer there, and I think we've only got 2 or 3 minutes before that charge goes off."
She took a few steps toward the shimmering hole. Sasha didn't.
"What?"
"I'm already there."
"What are you—"
Jamie glanced through the fold.
"Yeah, she's there, but you're here, and now we need to go there."
"What if I—"
Sasha waved her machine pistol at the hole in space.
What if we cancel out or something?
Jamie paused.
You won't. How do you know? The apples,
she said.
It'll be like the apples in the tool chests and the donuts. There'll just be more than one of you.
Fuck that.
The bugman roared again, but the tone was different this time. Upbeat. It almost sounded happy. The creatures had paused in their race halfway across the desert. Now it looked like they were dropping to the sand themselves, bowing their heads, kneeling. Their arms reached out toward Jamie and Sasha to something past them. Jamie looked behind them to see if the patchwork man had come through the door, but the coarse sand in front of the rings was empty. And so was the steel pathway on the other side. Sasha glanced back at the bugmen still sprawled on the ground and then took a few steps to the right in the sand. A few more carried her over the line of crumbling cinder blocks that had been the wall of Site B, giving her a clear view of the wasteland that stretched out past the fold. Nothing but patches of dead grass and withered...
Oh my God,
she whispered. Jamie trudged across the sand to see what the fold had hidden. Something moved in the air. Her first thought was that it was a plane. But even in the strange distances of the desert, she realized that couldn't be right. It was too far away, too big, and it was alive.